Time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. If you're a fan of the show Parks and Recreation, you know actor Jay Jackson as Pawnee's ridiculous newscaster, Purd Hapley.
Is Bobby Newport's campaign for city council in trouble?
Every time the guy speaks, he puts his foot in his mouth.
That's a hilarious image. A foot in a mouth.
It's a common expression.
Okay.
He's also in shows like Scandal and movies like Fast Five. In everything he's in, he always plays the news reporter.
People will say typecast. Well, it's not typecast. It's all I know how to do.
That's because Jay Jackson used to be a reporter.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was a reporter for 22 years between San Diego and Los Angeles. For some reason, I was pretty good on the death and destruction beat. Like if somebody was murdered or, you know, died in a fire. For some reason, like the loved one of the victims always wanted to talk to me.
Lena, it was nearly 3 years ago to the day this neighborhood in Ventura was a murder scene, a gruesome stabbing happening.
So I was able to get lead stories most of the time, and that's always what you're shooting for as a TV news reporter. So it worked out.
We're live in Ventura. Jay Jackson, KCAL 9 News.
All right, Jay, thanks. Well, tonight a big break and a cool case.
Acting just was a pure accident. It totally was an accident. Do you want to hear this long story? Okay. Well, I run this school. It's called the Los Angeles Reporters Clinic. I help people become reporters by making their demo reels. And I take them out to various places around Los Angeles. We make it look like it's a live report where I'm the anchor and the student is out in the field reporting. And I say, you know, let's go to the scene now where so-and-so is out there reporting. And one client came in and she needed to make a demo reel because she wanted to give it to her agent to pitch her for this show that was going to come on Fox, and she actually got on the show. But the manager who saw the tape thought I was great, and she was getting a lot of casting calls for reporters and anchors, and she asked if I would be willing to come in and do some auditions. And so the first time I went out, it ended up being Dexter, and I got a role on Dexter.
Police are seeking any leads that can help them identify the 18 faceless victims of the Bay Harbor Butcher.
That's the big break. Yeah. My big break came when I made that demo reel for the student. That's the only way it would have happened. I'm not a Hollywood actor, but I do know how to be a reporter. And so, you know, that was my little thing. On Dexter, on The Mentalist, on Body of Proof, on a couple of movies, Fast Five, Battleship. But when Purd Hapley kind of took off, it was like, okay, this is pretty cool. So, you know, you become this character. And people are actually fascinated in the character Purd Hapley.
Welcome to Ya Heard with Purd. I'm Purd Hapley.
He's not dumb. You know, he's different. Purd speaks in a way that is his own world. It makes sense to him, but it's like the kind of sense that, well, you could have done that a different way, and it's all the time.
There you have it, a shockingly unshocking press conference in which a recently unemployed woman said nothing of importance. I'm Purd Hapley, and I just realized I'm not holding my microphone.
That's stupid. That's crazy. It's funny, and it's ingenious. I give it all to the writers, and I always say that. 100% of it is the writing.
Leslie, what exactly does censure mean?
It means that I have been formally disciplined for breaking the law.
Well, you know what they say. You break it, you buy it.
That doesn't really apply here.
Tell that to the folks at Pier 1. In establishment, I'm no longer allowed inside.
Oh, man, those Purd lines. I'm still a struggling actor. I'm not like some, you know, rich guy. I'm still broke. But it's cool, though. I like it. You know, I enjoy it because my training is from Parks and Recreation and the actors on that set. I will say to Amy Poehler one day, it's because of you. You didn't know it, but you would teach me all of these ways of how to respond and how to act on set and how to be an actor. And I learned from you, and I'll thank her for that. So one day when I'm accepting my Oscar, I do want to say, you know, I want to thank Amy Poehler for, you know, all of that. I'm planning that out. I have it written out. So I'm going to say it. You know, I want to see her smiling and the whole nine yards.
Actor Jay Jackson. You don't need to be an actual reporter turned fake reporter to have a big break. Send us your story. mybigbreak@npr.org.